And good evening, Viking Nation. Welcome to Martin Stadium. Wes James along with Bill Osborne, Taylor Biddle between us, and Marty Rogers down on the sidelines. It is a huge, huge game for our Lowndes High Vikings tonight. One we've already talked about, a confidence-building game that we have to have against a very, very deadly Coffee High football team that is currently tied for first place in the region. It is going to be a great, great night. The temperature is dropping. It's going to be a good, cool night for high school football. You're out riding around. We invite you to get out here to the ballpark and watch some great, great high school football. And Coffee has some great players in Tyreek Hill and Santori Long, their backup quarterback. Of course, we've got a bunch of great players in their own right. And what a football game this is going to be. We're going to take our first break, five-minute break. When we come back, it'll be Bill Osborne and Taylor Biddle with all of your first half of the Southeastern Federal Credit Union countdown to kickoff report. We'll be right back after this five-minute break with Bill and Taylor.
Welcome back to Martin Stadium in the Southeastern Federal Credit Union countdown to kickoff. As we look out on the field, I see the Coffee High Trojans beginning to warm up. Our Vikings were out earlier, Taylor, and have gone back in because tonight is senior night. And there's just a crowd of seniors on both sides of this field.
Yeah, as Coach McPherson would like to say, he hates distractions. But senior night's a good distraction. Give a good chance to recognize those people that have put in 4 years of hard work here in the program. And hopefully this motivates our team to come out and perform in front of their parents, in front of this crowd, because, you know, it's time to start winning ball games, and we're going to be done here in the two games.
Yeah, this one thing that I remember when Chip was a senior, and this night, and I saw Clint go down. He's going to be escorting Matt Frazier, and I told him as he started to leave, I said, "Enjoy the moment." And he said, "What do you mean?" And I said, "It will be gone before you absolutely can blink an eye." Because we were down there with Chip when he was a senior and taking pictures with some of the other football players, and we went out onto the field and they announced their name and who was escorting him, and it was over. And it just goes by that quickly. And these kids, they do. They only get one senior night. Tonight's the night. You don't want to get an L on that side of the column. You want to go out here and perform, as you said, for your friends and your family and get that W here tonight, because it is so crucial. We've talked about that as the week has gone on. We talked about it at the coaches' show on Tuesday night at Austin's Cattle Company. It is a game we've got to win.
Absolutely. And as I look out in the crowd, we've got about 50 minutes before kickoff. And, Bill, the home side crowd looks a little bit more full than normal this time of the night. They're getting here early for senior night and are looking for some good football tonight. And, yeah, you're absolutely right. We've got to perform tonight in all facets. We can't just have offensively performing or defensively performing. And as Coach has said, for the last two or three weeks, we've got to play 48 full minutes of football. As Valdosta has proven to us, we can't just play 46.
We can't. And this is a team that if you let up, they'll take it to you all the way through 48 minutes. Coffee came out victorious last week in their home stadium against the Valdosta Wildcats, and you know this team is flying high after beating Valdosta, which is a team they probably haven't beaten in a number of years. And I think even a few years ago, maybe their very first time they ever even beat Valdosta was just maybe 7, 8, 9 years ago. So this is a team that will, like as I said, come in here tonight flying high and ready to play. Now, we'll go down on the field just a minute. I see Marty down there. Marty played for the Vikings back in, how long ago was that, Marty? And you played against these Coffee High Trojans, didn't you?
I sure did, Bill. And, you know, actually, I hate to date myself here, but reading the paper today, it brought back memories. I played on the 95 team. That was my senior year. And, of course, I missed my entire senior year with a knee surgery, but was still part of the team. That was the last time that we lost three in a row. And we started off the season 7-0, had seven straight shutouts, and then ran into a buzzsaw there in Colquitt, Bainbridge, and Valdosta, and ended the season kind of on a bad note there. We lost Valdosta twice, but had a good year, really. T-shirts that year was we said we laid the foundation, and I really think that was true. That was Milt's fourth year, and we laid the foundation, and good things have come ever since. And I do remember senior night. It was tough because I couldn't play. I was on the field on crutches, but I remember it like it was yesterday. And you're absolutely right; it goes by so fast.
Well, having played at Tift County High School back in, and I'll date myself even further, Marty, that 1979, 80, and so that was a long time ago. But I remember playing this team from Coffey High School. They always came. They always played hard. You never got an easy ball game against these Trojans. And I don't expect that we'll see any different tonight. I look at see Santori Holmes, and we'll talk about him a little bit later on as one of our players that we're going to be watching tonight. This is a guy that's got a great arm, but this team doesn't throw the ball a lot. Obviously, they're going to try and run the ball, but I wouldn't be surprised, Taylor, to see him come out and maybe try and spread us out a little bit.
Yeah, I think Santori Long was a defensive back or a running back at the beginning of the season. Will Gardner went down with a knee injury, Louisville commit, and Santori Long has stepped up and has really become the quarterback of this team. And as I'm watching him, he's got a quarterback arm. He does not have a running back arm that may be throwing a halfback pass or something. He's not throwing nice, crisp spirals right to the point of the break of the receiver, and he's a quarterback. I mean, let's don't think otherwise. With the loss of Will Gardner, this guy's going to step up and make some key plays for them tonight.
Yeah,
Taylor, I think you're absolutely right. I've watched him warm up as well, and he can tell he's a very dynamic athlete, very quick-footed, but he's a fairly little guy. He's not very tall. He's not much taller than me. And of course, everybody knows that that's not a whole lot to speak of. But he is a pretty little guy. But he does have a strong arm. I've watched him throw some slants, throw some outs, and he gets the ball out there, and he's very accurate. I've probably watched him throw 25, 30 balls right now, and so far only one of them has been off target.
His timing.
He's definitely an athlete.
Marty, sorry about that. His timing looks pretty good from up here. Is his timing pretty good down there on the field?
That's a great way of putting it, Taylor. He's got very good timing. You're watching him run the slant. He leads his receivers very well. And, you know, he definitely is, even the long ball, he just threw a couple just now. He's got a lot of touch on it. So very impressive so far here in warm-ups from Santori Long. You're absolutely right. He kind of got thrown into the spotlight there with Will Gardner going down, and I'm sure y'all will talk a little bit more about that later as well. But, you know, it's an athlete that's really stepped up for them and done a great job, and, I look for big things out of him tonight and the rest of the year for him, too.
Well, Marty, whenever you get an opportunity to get one of the coaches' interviews in here in this segment, just go ahead and interrupt us. We'll try and keep an eye on you down there, but as soon as you get that, go ahead and break in. One of the other things that about Coffey is their size of their offensive defensive line. Let's talk a little bit. I mean, this is one of the biggest lines we might have faced here in a while.
Yeah, I'll go ahead and run through their size. We won't go through the starting lineup yet, but across the board, 6'6", 275, 6'4", 280. Don't have a height on one of these. He's 210, though, their center. 6'4", 285, 6'3", 300, 6'1", 220.
I'm watching their center kind of jog down here to the end. I'm going 5'10", 5'11" at the most, but I'm going big, big size.
And it seems like every year it never fails that Coffey County has got some nice big linemen.
Yeah, and this is a team, a group of kids that we get to see a lot all the way back to middle school. The kids from middle school are in the JV. They make that trip. It's not far over to Coffey, so they play these teams or have in the past. So we've gotten to see them in a lot of cases all the way back into middle school, and they've always had that size, even back at the middle school level.
Yeah, in years past, you know, they might have been big and just a little bit slower. But the scouting report on this offensive line is they're big, but they've got some speed too. And we've got to control the line of scrimmage on both offensively and defensively if we're going to have success in tonight's game.
Yeah, and I think that's going to be the case. And one of the key matchups I think we're going to see tonight is their offensive line versus our defensive line. And James Mathis and his crew, and being able to disrupt and get back in there and flush out people like Santori Holmes and then get him out there on the ends.
Hey, Bill, Taylor, I'm down here with Coach Mack. Of course, he's watching warm-ups. But, Coach Mack, last time we talked was pretty tough. I know you had a hard night last week. How's the team responded this week?
We had a good week of practice, man. Kids really, really worked hard. I mean, they want to win. They want to win. They want to win bad.
Coach, you mentioned several times this week that practice has been very physical and that you put the ones on one. Talk to us a little bit about that. What was the decision, or why did you decide to do that, and how you think it worked out?
We ain't got nothing to lose. Shoot, we got to get tougher. You know, we went back square one.
Speaking of toughness, your offense had a hard night the other night. It was tough as well. And, you know, Colquitt's defense was really big. But What is the offense? What are you trying to do this week to try to right that ship and get some first downs, as you said?
We got to get more physical both sides of the ball, you know, up front, everywhere. And we've been working on it all week. Hopefully it'll pay off.
Coach Coffey obviously loves to run the football, but they can spread it out, throw it a little bit as well. They've got two great athletes. What do you see on film, and what are you planning to do defensively to try to slow them down?
We got to get off blocks, you know, be in the right place, and don't give up the big play.
Coach, obviously we need a big region win. Started out 0-2, but we got two region games to go, and hopefully we get in the playoffs. And once we get there, hopefully we can make some noise. But how big is this game tonight, and how big is it to get that first region win?
It's a big game. You know, all the region games are, but we're backed up against the wall, man.
Well, we are backed up against the wall. It's senior night, Coach. I know this is very important to these seniors, and I know you probably want to say a few things to them on their last home game.
Great group of seniors on and off the field, in the classroom. Great GPA, good character, done everything I asked them to do. It was definitely a senior class that I'll always remember.
Coach, thank you. Good luck tonight. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Marty, and thank you, Coach McPherson. Great, as he said, this is a group of seniors that he absolutely cares deeply about, and this is a group that's going to have to lead us, too. They're going to have to get out here on the field and really lead us to a victory, and then this week, the next week, and on beyond, as far as we can go, it's going to be up to this group of seniors, and we'll, as we get closer to that and they start announcing those seniors, we'll try and announce those football seniors to you as they announce them on the field as well. We're going to go ahead and take a three-minute break here when we come back. I know we'll have an interview with the head coach at Coffey High School and some other items, and we'll go over our impact players of the game. You're listening to the Southeastern Federal Credit Union Countdown to Kickoff right here on 99.5 Kicks Country. We'll be back in 3 minutes. Welcome back to Martin Stadium in the Southeastern Federal Credit Union Countdown to Kickoff. Phil Osborne along with Taylor Biddle down on the field is Marty Rogers, and over socializing is the voice of the Vikings, Wes James. We're giving him the pregame off as we sit and talk about this game upcoming, and we'll get Wes on a little before kickoff and get his thoughts as well about his impact player of the game. Taylor, as I'm looking down here now, the Vikings offense and defense is beginning to run their skills here, and I watched Lance Gerald. Just it left me for a second. Lance has gotten better and better as the year has gone on, I mean, the season's gone on. But the last two games, he has been really beat up. The offensive line is doing a pretty good job getting people off of him. But as he rolls out, he has taken some serious hits here in the last few weeks. And you wonder how that's going to affect him over a period of time.
Yeah, on the year, Lance Gerald, 41 of 70 for 59% completion, 431 yards. His longest pass play, 58 yards. He's thrown two TDs. And he's thrown three interceptions. So Lance Gerald is our quarterback.
Oh,
and
sure.
He struggled the last couple games. I think the pocket has collapsed on him a little bit faster than normal the last couple games. And, you know, he looks like Marty has Coach on the field. Go ahead, Marty.
Yeah, hey, guys. I hate to interrupt you, but down here with Coach Eldridge. And, Coach, first of all, we appreciate you taking a few minutes to speak with us. Coach, congratulations last week. You had a big win. I know that was huge for your team and for your program. And you know, 5-3 on the year, but 2-0 in the region, right where you want to be, right?
Yeah. I mean, obviously, yeah, we definitely are pleased where we are there. We just can't get complacent, and because I can tell you, anytime you come over here, it's very difficult, especially when you're facing a very good Lions football team.
Well, Coach, you and I talked a couple weeks ago. You were here at the Wintersville Classic. And we talked about you losing your quarterback there at the beginning of the year, and we hated that for that young man. But you have number one, Santori Long, has stepped up, played very well so far this year. Got a big offensive line in front of him. Talk about your offense a little bit, and what can we expect to see?
You know, we're going to be multiple. Obviously, we're going to base off a running attack. That's what we feel like we've got to do and get behind our big line and hopefully keep the chains moving and, you know, allow our guys to make some plays in space if we can possibly do that.
You talk about getting behind your line and running the football. Obviously, you're led not only by Santori Long over there, but Tyreek Hill, number 26. Lions fans remember him well from last year. And the other young man, number 21, Tony Clark, is having a good year as well. Talk to us about those two guys and, you know, how good are they and what can we expect to see tonight?
Well, you know, like I said, everybody knows about Tyreek, and that's the thing that has really been the big deal with us is obviously being on him. And fortunately for us, Tony has really stepped up and is continuing to have a very good year for us. I mean, he's averaging about 24 carries a game with us. And so, obviously, he's a workhorse for us and doing a tremendous job. And so we've had that up. The guys step up. Santori's come out and had a couple of real big games for us. Stepped up real big against Valdosta last week. So, you know, we've got to keep finding ways to get balls, get the ball in our other guys' hands.
Coach, you know, that's a little bit about your offense there. But defensively, obviously, you got a very good football team, too. You're probably led by maybe number 42, Zach Moore, your middle linebacker. I remember him very well from last year. He was all over the field, had a big fumble return last week, if I'm not mistaken. He's a great athlete, but talk to us about athletes to look for over there and what are you planning to do defensively tonight?
Yeah, you got Zach, obviously, and everybody knows about him. He's continuing to have another great year for us. Jamel Bonner, number 22, another outside linebacker for us, is really coming on. The athletic kid, first year starting as a senior, but he is really coming on and playing well for us. Back in the secondary, free safety, Raheem Brockton started as a sophomore last year, but you could tell he was a sophomore, and he's really matured, we feel like, this year, and has really run the alleys well and much more disciplined football player, so we're pleased with him. Our big thing is that, you know, we've got to continue to get better up front on the defensive front. Jaquan Edie at the strong side end is really starting to come on, number 65, but, you know, we got other guys that's got to come along with him.
Coach, obviously, like as we said, you're having a great year so far. You're 2-0 in the region, right where you want to be. But this region's a tough region, and you got to come up every night ready to play. Tonight's going to be a good night. It's a great atmosphere. It's a little colder. Feels like football. How excited is your team tonight?
They're excited. They're ready to play, and they understand, like I told them all week, that, you know, put yourself in position to win football games. And we've been doing that of late, and that's something we've got to continue to do. Even though it's going to be very difficult out here, we've got to weather the storm, and we've got to maintain our discipline and our composure, but yet continue to play fast and like I said, give ourselves a chance at the end of a football game.
Coach, as always, you do a great job. We appreciate you speaking with us, and good luck the rest of the season.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Marty, and thank you to Coach Eldridge for taking some time out and talking to us here at Lowndes High School on senior night. We're watching a lot of the our offense warm up. We've got a couple personnel issue changes this game, and mostly it just revolves around the fact we've added some freshmen.
Yeah, key notable freshman that I see out on the field is number 4, Ahmad Brown, 5'9", 175, ninth grader. He's been taking a few snaps to running back out there at warm-up. We'll see. Is that right?
Yeah, that's exactly right.
We'll see what Coach has in store for him tonight, possibly.
Yeah, and just to kind of give you a heads up, because this is not on our website yet, I will get that updated this weekend. The updated roster does include number 10, Nathan Brantley, a linebacker, also from the ninth grade. Brian Bell, and I had him twice, but I believe the last roster we have has him wearing number 32. We've got another 34, Chris Trower, another 5'9", 155-pound defensive back. 74, Bryant Hart. So we've brought a few ninth graders up to the varsity level, having them dress out. Maybe they actually contribute here in these last few games of the season, because we've seen that happen before. Greg Reed, Tyler Hunter, those guys came up towards the end of their freshman year. Gerald Demps made an impact on a great football team.
Bill, you're absolutely right, and I'm just going to interrupt real quick if you don't mind.
Go ahead.
I want to mention a couple of kids on that team. Brian Bell, I watched down at Lowndes Middle. He had a great year down there when he was in eighth grade. And a name to watch out for, you mentioned it, the first one you read, number 4, Amon Brown. That young man is a talented kid. He's a good kid, and he's gonna be a name to remember here at Lowndes High. He will make a name for himself by the time he leaves the school.
Well, we watched him. He took a couple snaps and warm-ups here with first team, didn't he?
Yeah, it was first team, and he was in the fullback position.
All right, well, we've got some things to look forward to tonight, but we've got to take care of business first, and that is against these Coffee High Trojans. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll give you our impact players of the game for tonight. You're listening to the Southeastern Federal Credit Union Countdown to Kickoff right here on 99.5 Kicks Country. Welcome back to Martin Stadium in the Southeastern Federal Credit Union Countdown to Kickoff. Bill Osborne along with Taylor Biddle. Down on the field is Marty Rogers, and now joining us back is the voice of the Vikings, Wes James, as we get ready to talk about our impact players of the game. Welcome back, Wes.
Thank you, Bill Osborne.
Well, Taylor, who you got for Coffee as one of your or your primary impact player of this ball game?
Well, Coach Eldridge said it from one of the first questions in his interview that they're a run dominant team, and I've got to go with Tyreek Hill, their senior 5'9", 185-pound running back. Tyreek Hill, as we know from last year, he's going to be a force to be reckoned with, and Tyreek Hill is my offensive impact player for the Coffee High Trojans.
Well, they absolutely a great player. But I'll go over to the quarterback, Santori Long, and I called him Santori Holmes earlier. I apologize. But Santori Long, this is a guy that, as we said, to start the season was the running back. I mean, he has great speed. He's not very big. Santori Long, they've got him listed. Well, they don't even have his size on here. Do you have him there?
5'9", 180.
Yeah, 5'9", 180, relatively small, but he gets back there behind that great big offensive line, and what he can do with the football when he gets it, it's like having a wildcat all the time. But he does have the ability to pass, and I think if Coffee is going to be successful in this football game, he's got to have a good game. They don't have to necessarily have a great game, but he's going to have to connect on the few passes that they do give him an opportunity to pass. If he goes to throw it six or eight times during this ball game, he needs to complete 50% or more in order for the Coffee High Trojans to be successful. And we'll talk about our impact players on the defensive side for the Vikings, how we might be able to combat that. What do you got there, Mr. James?
Well, I was going to wait till y'all were finished because there's a little more aspect of this ball game than
we
know about. So you finish with your impact players, come back.
Okay, we'll do that. Go down on the field and see if Marty's got any particular player that he's going to be watching from the sidelines tonight.
Yeah, guys, I'm going to watch particularly for Coffee tonight, number 42, Zach Moore. Coach Eldridge talked about him a little bit. And Zach had a huge game against us last year when in which Coffee kept it close. He had several tackles. Last week against Vidasa, he had another big night and ended up with the crushing blow. And the fumble recovery and return for a touchdown, I think it was a 72-yard return. And, Zach's a very talented kid for them. He's only a junior, but he's already being recruited by a lot of different people. And I think defensively, he's going to be their key tonight. And obviously for us, we talked about it all year, our offensive line is going to be a key. And with it being senior night, I've got to get a lot of attention there to Jared Davis, Caleb Clark, and Ellis Lyles, the three seniors. I think they've got to step up and have a great night. They've got to find where Mr. Moore's at, and they've got to block Zach, and they've got to block this big defensive line of Coffee. But we've got to be able to move the ball tonight offensively.
Yeah, I think Jaquan Eady, number 65, you heard Coach Eldridge talk about him. He's going to be a big factor, too. And if Zach Moore is successful in that middle linebacker spot, then Jaquan Eady's also going to be successful. These are things that our offense is going to have to know. They've got to talk to each other. That offensive line, they got to know where number 42 and probably number 65 are most of the night.
Absolutely. You mentioned one of their defensive ends. I'll flip over to the other side. Kentavious Street, 6'1", 200-pound sophomore.
Wow.
Is their other defensive end. The defensive ends for Coffee are going to be key tonight because we're going to try to run the ball hopefully outside, hopefully up the middle. And outside containment is going to have to be key for Coffee if they're going to stop this running attack by Lowndes.
Well, they are. And let's move over to Lowndes and let's talk about who we think tonight against this great team of Coffee High Trojans, who we think are going to be the impact players. We've already heard Marty talk about that offensive line, and I think we all can agree that the offensive line for the Lowndes High Vikings tonight is going to be absolutely key. We've only scored 7 points last week. 2 weeks before that, we only scored 17 points, and we were shut out to 3 points in the second half. So in the last six quarters of football, we've scored 10 points. We don't necessarily have to score a lot of points, but we have got to be able to move the football and chew up some clock. We have been we've been out-hustled as far as time of possession this year in the last probably four games that we have not won the time of possession battle. And that's going to be key tonight, is for us to be able to grind out and get some drives and be able to run some time off the clock.
Absolutely. You mentioned, I'm going to throw you a curveball. My impact player for tonight's game on the offensive side for Lowndes is the first down chain. I know that's weird, but Lowndes High has been dominated in first downs in the last few games.
Yeah.
And whoever can get us the most first downs on the offensive side of the ball, that's who my impact player is, whether it's going to be Mike Moore, whether it's going to be Lance Jarrow, whether it's going to be a Nick Bergman or Tyquan Lane stepping in. The first down marker is my impact player for the game.
Well, and that doesn't sound that far off base, not only the first downs, but what we do on first downs, I think, could be an impact. And that, what I mean by that is, how many yards are you getting on the first down? Are we putting ourselves in second and five, second and four, or are we putting ourselves in second and nine?
Yep.
We've got to get to the second and fives and the second and threes and twos to get us in a position where we can open up the playbook and keep people off balance a little bit, because we've been terribly predictable when we get in those long third and long situations, because we're going to have to come out and try and pick that up. We'll try to pass the ball, and we're just not that successful. So we've got to take advantage of the first down situations that we have. I think, too, tonight offensively, that one of the things is Josh Clemens. Josh Clemens has been quiet. They have not really – we haven't gone to him a lot offensively. He's not done a lot. And I don't say that I don't think he needs to run the ball, but we need to get him in space, throw the ball up into the air, and let him fight with that big 6'5 body. We've not gone to that. And if we're going to throw the ball tonight, he can be a huge impact for our Vikings tonight, just simply because of his size. He's got to get up in the air.
Bill, I absolutely agree with everything you just said. Tonight, our offense, the key for them is what are we going to do? We have not had an identity, I think, in several weeks. We've come out, we tried to run the spread. We've come out, we tried to run the wing T at various times. What are we going to do tonight? What is going to be our game plan? Are we going to see any wrinkles? Are we going to see something new? What are we going to do to try to move the football? Because I don't think we can just come out and keep changing back and forth every other possession and not really have an identity. I think we need to come out. I think we need to establish an identity. We need to get our playmakers involved, like Josh Clemens and Taylor even mentioned, possibly Tyquan Lang. But Mike Moore and Nick Berman, we've got to get a steady dose of them. We've got to come out, and we have got to take control offensively, and we've got to form an identity and move the football tonight if we want a chance to win.
Well, let's move over to the defensive side of the ball for our Vikings. And impact tonight, I think, is going to be our defensive ends. That's going to be Justin Evans, Sam Washington, Matt Frazier. These guys, and Eric Torrey, I don't want to leave him out, because we're going to rotate those defensive ends. With the speed they have, we have got to force the plays back inside. Get them back into those linebackers where Trey Jackson is going to make a tackle, where Josh Clemens is going to be standing there, where you've got the big off, defensive line. If they get outside, then it's going to be down to Tyquan Lang trying to run him down at an angle. We don't want to let Santori Long and Tyreek Hill. These guys have just got too much speed to get outside. So I think our impact players defensively are going to be that quartet of defensive ends tonight.
Absolutely. And I think defensively, we made a pretty significant couple changes defensively last week against Colquitt. And my defensive impact players are going to be those changes. The first game, was kind of a shaky game. We were trying to get our feet wet, moving Josh back to the linebacker position, moving Eric Hart into a starting position. Those players now maybe have had 2 weeks worth of practice in those positions, and their opportunity to come back. Those defensive changes that we made last week are going to be my impact defensive players of the game. Marty, what do you got for us?
I agree with both of the things y'all just said. And, I think tonight our linebackers are going to have to play great. We talked a little bit last week about the front five really having to step up. And, again, that's important. Our front five has got to come out, have a good game. But what they need to do more than anything is occupy the blockers. They need to come out. Coffey has a huge offensive line. And our front five needs to take that offensive line and not allow them to get into the second level of our defense and make blocks on our linebackers. And then in hindsight, our linebackers have to step up and make plays tonight. Trey Jackson, Josh Clemens, they need to be all over the field. They need to be making plays, making tackles, keeping Tyreek Hill and Tony Clark at bay. And I look for big games out of our linebackers tonight.
All righty. Thank you, Marty. And if you look up here at the press box, Marty, if you look in the press box, I've got it right here for you, buddy.
I appreciate it, Wes. I'll have to maybe, and this would be a good time to say hello to somebody for me, too, and maybe I can get him to go up there and get it. But I do have a special friend of mine here with me tonight, my little brother, or big brothers and sisters, Rodney Ponder's in the stands, and I'm very glad he's here. And maybe I can get him, if he's listening, to run over there and grab it for me.
All righty. Impact players of the game, well, for Lounge High, it's going to be defensively James Mathis, L.A. Rollins, D'Angelo Edmonds, and Matt Frazier. For the Coffey Trojans, it's going to be number 77, Brian Veazey. And why is that? Last week, Bill, Brian Veazey baited Valdosta's offensive line, their defensive line, into five personal foul penalties. Running his mouth, saying things, nothing dirty, but just getting under their skin, getting in their head, saying things to them, and just constantly till they were calling personal fouls against the defensive line where Brian Veazey had instigated things and gotten under their skin. Now, of course, we all played ball, and we all do that. We know there's smack talking out there. So those four guys have got to play within themselves, not let it bother them what Brian Veazey says to them or what may happen, any holding calls or anything like that. Don't let him do to them what they did to Valdosta last week.
Yeah, they can't. We've got to be mentally stronger than that. Well, Wes, when we come back, we're going to take a break now. When we come back, we'll go over the starting lineups, finishing up senior night here tonight, the football players, the cheerleaders, the ROTC, and now the band, and that is such a huge band made up of a large number of seniors. So when we come back, we'll have our starting lineup and be just about ready to kick this ball game off. You're listening to the Southeastern Federal Credit Union Countdown to Kickoff right here on 99.5 Kicks Country.
Back at Martin Stadium, they are concluding all the senior night highlights down here. The football players went first, and they're back in the locker room. And it is time now for our
sorry about that. Coffee High visiting Lowndes High tonight. Tiff County at Valdosta. Cockwood is off, of course. Early County at Cook. Cook coming off that devastating loss to Brooks County. Albany is at Brooks County. Berrien at Fitzgerald. Turner County at Lanier. Clinch County at Telfair County. Arlington Christian travels to Valwood. Those are identical records, guys. And, of course, let's not forget Valdosta State University travels to Delta State to take on the number one team in the nation. It will be broadcast on ESPN3.com.
And I had 7 o'clock, but I heard today it was 8 o'clock.
It is 8 o'clock. I will still, health-wise, I'm not ready for something like that, so I'm not making the trip. Dick Rocky and Tom Odom will have you all the play-by-play action.
Well, a lot of these games, we're thick in the region playoffs, in the region play now, and we talked about Berrien and Albany and Early and Cook. That Region 1AA, Wes, is just a juggernaut in the 1AA level.
Well, I tell you what, take a look at, I know we're looking ahead, but take a look at Region 2 5A and just how jumbled that is up there. And the games, you know, Stevenson and East Caeta tonight, ML King and Noonan. I mean, that's still just a jumbled lot up there that's got to be sorted out in the next 2 weeks.
Yeah, there's a lot of things that can happen here in the next 2 weeks that are going to affect our Vikings, affect our area. Those people that are listening to us here tonight and are fans of Region 1AA, this is a great football season if you like going all the way to the end, because that's exactly what it's going to look like here, that we're going to go all the way to the very end, to maybe the final game of the season before some things are going to be sorted out.
And Bill and Taylor, and this had really nothing to do with the football game tonight, but a pair of Lowndes High's most devoted fans have been for the last 6 years, Rich and Jerry Strumpler, and I don't see them in the stands yet.
I don't either.
And should this be our last regular season home game, it will be their last game. Rich and Jerry are moving on to California at the end of November, and we're sure going to miss them because they've always been right down below us. They'd turn around and talk to us and bring us hot chocolate.
I was going to say, we hadn't had a game cold enough for hot chocolate this year, so we'd love to have another home game in a little colder weather and get some great hot chocolate.
And while we're mentioning names, I want to say hello to Aaron Joyner Jr. up in Columbus, I think it's up near Columbus, Ohio. He's in the Air Force. He's in school. He'll be back home at the end of November, and we remember him from baseball, and he was a pitcher for the Coffee High Trojans, and I want to say hello to him because he's listening to us via the Internet tonight.
Great. Want to remind everybody about the Lowndes High Randy McPherson Coaches Show every Tuesday night live from Austin's Cattle Company at 6:45. As we'll sit down with Coach McPherson, the players of the week, and just a great time out at Austin's Cattle Company. If you can't make it out there live, be sure and listen here on 99.5 Kicks
Country. And tell folks where you'll be Tuesday night.
Tuesday night, I will be in Miami, Florida, as the FIU Panthers take on the Troy Trojans. And if you ask, why are you doing that? Well, it's a Tuesday night football game, and our former Lowndes High Vikings, Darriott Perry, the running back for FIU Panthers, We'll be playing against Troy University, which includes Kari Franklin, a former Lions High Viking, and Jed Solomon, a kicker at Troy University. So I'm looking forward to that going Tuesday. We'll call in to the coaches show on Tuesday night, give you a live report there from FIU Panther Stadium. And it's got to be a great Tuesday night. Should be on probably ESPN or ESPN3. I'm not sure exactly, but be sure and tune that in. Darriott Perry is the leading touchdown rusher for FIU Panthers in their history. He got that designation a couple weeks ago. He has just been a force to be reckoned with as a running back for the FIU Panthers. We've got the national anthem coming up now, and what we'll do here very quickly is we'll take our quick two-minute break as they're playing the national anthem. We'll come back and give you the starting lineups for both teams. You're listening to the Southeastern Federal Credit Union Countdown to Kickoff right here on 99.5 Kicks Country. And welcome back to Martin Stadium and the Southeastern Federal Credit Union Countdown to Kickoff. We've got the starting lineup coming up for you now. I'll give you the defensive lineup for your Lions High Vikings tonight. Leading off at defensive end will be number 46, Matt Frazier, 6 foot, 195-pound senior. At the tackle spot, number 30, James Mathis, 6'2", 270-pound senior. At the nose, number 65, D'Angelo Edmonds, 5'11", 240-pound junior. At the tackle spot, number 50, L.A. Rollins, 6 foot, 250-pound senior. At defensive end, number 94, Eric Torrey, 6'2", 200-pound junior. At linebacker, number 25, Josh Clemens, 6'5", 225-pound senior. At the other linebacker spot, number 17, Trey Jackson, 5'10", 210-pound sophomore. At safety, number 6, Eric Hart, 5'9", 170-pound sophomore. At the other safety, number 8, Justin Evans, 6'2", 200-pound senior. At cornerback, number 31, Brandon Roberts, 6'1", 180-pound sophomore. At the other corner spot, number 2, Tyquan Lang, 5'10", 175-pound junior. And for your offensive lineup for the Coffee High Trojans.
Starting at split end, Ken Black. At tackle, Justin Lott. At guard, Cole Harrell. Center tonight will be John Bennett. Starting at guard, Tyler Maddox. Starting at tackle, Brian Vesey. And tight end, Cody Roberts.
All righty, let's go downstairs to, well, we've got our captains.
Go ahead and announce the captains.
The number 33 is Devin Polk. Number 43 is Kyle Barlow. Number 70 is Quade Johnson. And number 98 is Stacy Daniel. Gentlemen, stop, look, listen. Here comes the mighty, mighty Vikings. Lounge High captain, real quickly. Or do you want to go downstairs?
Go ahead.
Number is number 20, D. Daniel. Number 23, DeCarlos Martin. Number 50 is Larnick Rollins. And number 75 is Jared Davis.
Let's go downstairs and we'll get the coin toss with Marty Rogers.
This team, you take control of your team, okay? We'll make sure we're going to show good sportsmanship on both sides. If there's a penalty out there, I want you to come find me. I don't want to be looking for you, okay, to make sure it's declined or it's going to be accepted. Any questions y'all have for me? Remember, good sportsmanship. All right, you're the visiting team. I've got a United States Marine Corps commemorative coin. That is the Marine Corps emblem is the head. The dog is the tail. What would you like to call loud enough for my umpire to hear you?
Tail.
He said tail, right? All right, if I drop it, we'll flip it again. It is head. You've won the toss. Am I understanding from you, Coach, you want to defer?
Yes, sir.
You want to receive? All right, y'all turn around this way.
All right, guys, we won the toss. We elected to defer. So Coffee will be taking the ball, and we will be starting out on defense. One thing I did want to point out, that captain for Coffee, number 70, is actually on our program, number 78. That is Tyler Maddox. Number 70 for Coffee will not be dressing tonight, Quay Johnson, and Tyler Maddox will be wearing number 70. Also for Coffee, number 4 tonight will be Raheem Brockington, who normally wears number 7. Tonight he's wearing number 4 in honor of Will Gardner.
All right, we'll take a 60-second break. When we come back, we'll have the kickoff for you right here on the Southeastern Federal Credit Union Countdown to Kickoff.